Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Zajunya Mehta with the news, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India gave the fitting reply to Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Nagaland government suspends IS officer Rene Wilfred amid criminal probe. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for greater farmer involvement in agribusiness. And Minister KG Kenye emphasizes on local power generation projects. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valor brought Pakistan to its knees. He said Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India. Mr. Modi was addressing the function after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating various development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palana near Bikaner in Rajasthan today.
वो गोलियां पहलगाम में चली थी लेकिन उन गोलियों से 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का सीना छलनी हुआ था हमारी सरकार ने तीनों सेनाओं को खुली छूट दे दी थी तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर ऐसा चक्रव्यूह रचा कि पाकिस्तान को घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया
Mr. Modi said that now there will be no trade or talk with Pakistan. If there is a talk, it will be on Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Earlier during the public function, he inaugurated 103 redeveloped Amrit stations in 86 districts across 18 states and union territories. He highlighted that several initiatives have been taken to create robust infrastructure, including modern road and rail in the country over the last 11 years.
Vikas bhi, virasat bhi, is mantra ka इन अमृत भारत रेलवे स्टेशनों पर उसका नजारा साफ साफ दिखाई देता ये स्थानीय कला और संस्कृति के भी नए प्रतीक है यानी हर अमृत स्टेशन पर आपको भारत की हजारों साल पुरानी विरासत के दर्शन भी होंगे
The Prime Minister said Amrit Bharat, Namo Bharat, Vande Bharat trains are reflections of the country's speed and progress. He said bullet train project is underway and the government is working to redevelop 1,300 railway stations across the country as Amrit Bharat stations. Mr. Modi pointed out that infrastructure promotes trade, ease of living, tourism and industrialization. Nagaland government has placed IS officer Rene Wilfred on suspension with immediate effect in connection with an ongoing criminal investigation. The suspension order was issued by Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam yesterday, citing the All India Services Discipline and Appeal Rules 1969. During the suspension period, Mr. Wilfred, currently Joint Secretary in the Finance Department, will be headquartered at the Personnel and Administration Reforms Department at Civil Secretariat in Kohima, and has been directed not to leave the station without prior permission from authorities. The suspension has been intimated to the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, the Governor and Chief Minister of Nagaland and other relevant authorities. While the order did not specify the nature of criminal allegations, it follows a recent FIR lodged by Nagaland police over complaints of sexual harassment against Mr. Wilfred by female employees of IDAN office. Mr. Wilfred also faces separate charges for alleged molestation of two minor girls during his tenure as Deputy Commissioner Noklak in 2021. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized the need for farmers to move beyond cultivation and actively engage in marketing, value addition and agri-business to boost their income. Speaking at the Indian Council for Agricultural Research ICAR in Old Goa, he stressed the need to transform farmers into agripreneurs to drive India's economic system.
I emphasized three things in particular. One, agroeconomy is not confined to agro-production only. In all facets of agroeconomy, its production, its marketing, its value addition, the farmer must have a very high share. Aur aavashyakta kya hai? Entrepreneurs from farming community. Main unko kehta hu, agripreneurs. This country must have by millions agripreneurs.
Mr. Dhankar called for farmers to have a greater involvement in all aspects of inputs for agriculture, such as fertilizers and insecticides. He also urged industrialists who benefit from the agri sector to contribute more meaningfully towards rural development and strengthening farmers' economy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Operation Sindoor has emerged as a powerful symbol of India's strategic strength and unity, sparking a wave of patriotism across the country. Citizens are hailing the courage of the soldiers. An ex-serviceman reflects on the operation.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में जितना भी हिंदुस्तान गवर्नमेंट हिंदुस्तान फोर्स ने पूरे ताकत के साथ पाकिस्तान लोगों को सबक सिखाया है हम बहुत बहुत खुश हैं और फोर्स आर्मी लोगों ने बॉर्डर में इतना तकलीफ से ड्यूटी दिया है अपना हिंदुस्तान को रक्षा कर रहा है इसी का वजह से सिविलियन लोग आनंद से बनने के लिए मिलता है और आराम से सुनने का मौका मिलता है इसलिए सभी ने हिंदुस्तान फोर्स को हौसला देना चाहिए और मेरा से तरफ से भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद जय हिंद
The spirit of Operation Sindoor continues to inspire unity, courage and unwavering national pride. Minister for Power K.G. Kenye has stressed upon the need to develop local generation projects to make Nagaland self-sufficient in energy. Addressing the General Conference of the Association of Power Engineers Nagaland in Kohima yesterday, the minister urged engineers to give top priority to projects that address the state's power deficit. Highlighting the frequent power disruptions faced by citizens, Mr. Kenye acknowledged the dedication of power engineers but emphasized the need to shift focus from merely restoring power to ensuring accurate bills and promoting energy conservation. Charging consumers based on actual electricity usage will encourage responsible energy consumption and facilitate the implementation of smart prepaid meters. The minister also highlighted the government's rooftop solar PMSG MBY scheme as a key initiative towards lowering electricity costs. Member of Legislative Assembly, MLA, Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso, today urged the youth to grab opportunities offered by banks, stressing upon economic growth and responsibility to contribute towards development. Speaking at the inauguration of Axis Bank's new branch in Leyre, Kohima, acknowledged the expanding presence of Axis Bank in the Northeast region, including 17 branches in Nagaland, highlighting the aspirations of young people on entrepreneurship and to become self-sufficient. The MLA expressed hope that the bank would support local business. He also advised the youth to be honest and responsible borrowers.
The youngsters who are having dreams to be self-sufficient, to take up business, entrepreneurship, I hope this bank will extend helping him. But at the same time, as honest, faithful and sincere clients, we should also know our responsibilities. We should know how to pay them, when to pay them back, so that both the client and the bank grows together.
Addressing challenges in accessing large loans due to the absence of formal land titles in most of the state, Dr. Hurtso expressed hope that the government would introduce a system to issue patas, particularly in urban areas. The Rising Northeast Investors Summit is set to begin tomorrow at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The two-day summit aimed at showcasing the Northeast as a key investment destination will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and bring together key stakeholders, investors and policy makers from across India and abroad. The event will feature ministerial sessions, business-to-government and business-to-business meetings, startups and exhibition of policy and related initiatives. Key focus sectors include tourism, agro-food processing, textiles, healthcare, IT, infrastructure, energy, entertainment, and sports. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India gave a fitting reply to Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Nagaland government suspends IS officer Reni Wilfred amid criminal probe. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar calls for greater farmer involvement in agribusiness. And Minister K.G. Kenye emphasizes on local power generation projects. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.